428, oh happy day, number 428. That'll be our first song this evening. And before we enter into the song service, though, I'd like to ask John to direct us in prayer.
Shall we pray? Our Lord, our God and Father in heaven, Lord, we are so thankful for the lives that we have here on earth, Lord, and the lives that you bless us so richly with. Thank you, Lord, for looking out for all of our every need, Lord, granting us everything that we need, both in this life material and also spiritual, that we may know how to live before you and be acceptable. Pray that we take full advantage of that, and that we always focus on you and your word, and make your word our first priority in service to you. Lord, help us to examine ourselves truthfully, honestly, and see where it is we're lacking. Please, Lord, help us to fill that area so that we are better in your eyes. Give us always, Lord, may your will be done. May that always be on the foremost of our mind. In your Son's name.
Both verses of number 128. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its
all the glory. Holy, holy. Was before transgression. transform his people. No violence within. Even by his stripe, I am healed. Through his word, I can kneel. For by his oppression, I worship my King. My heart moves in my tears shall fall. My sin is the reason he gave me his all. He knew by his stripes I am healed. Through his blood I can kneel. For by his oppression
number 268, Heart the Gentle Voice.
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus calling tenderly upon your ear. Sweet is trial and pity calling. Turn and listen, stay and hear.
Sing number 363.
A wonderful Savior.
396. We'll work till Jesus comes, number 396.
Thank you. for our scripture reading will be number 359.
Number 359, Victory in Jesus.
Tonight, if you open to Acts chapter 11, we'll read from verses 19 through 26. Acts chapter 11, beginning in verse 19. Luke records, "So then those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose in connection with Stephen made their way to Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except to Jews alone. But there were some of them, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a large number who believed turned to the Lord. And the news about them reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas off to Antioch. Then when he had come and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord. So he left for Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came about for an entire year that they met with the church and taught considerable numbers, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
Here in Acts chapter 11, we see something very significant in Scripture. In verse 19, we see that those who were scattered abroad over the tribulation from Stephen went about as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to none save only the Jews. But some men of Cyprus and Cyrene did speak to the Greeks also, and as a result, people became Christians. And in verse 26 of this context, Luke records, "And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that even for a whole year they were gathered together with the church and taught much people, and that the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." That word Christian is the first instance of it that we see in New Testament Scripture. And I want to talk tonight about what a Christian is. When we look at the society around us, that's a word that gets thrown around in a very loose manner. And in particular with the things that are going on in our government, research that certain people are doing, going back to the days of the founding fathers and the religious beliefs that they had, that brings the word Christian to mind in the mind of a politician. And even then it gets thrown around very loosely. And even unfortunately, within the Lord's church, sometimes that term can be loosely used. I want us to study tonight what a Christian is and look at the three uses of that word and see who God calls a Christian. In verse 26 here, it tells us that the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. That word disciple comes from the Greek word mathetes. As defined by Strong, it's simply a learner or a pupil. That's what a Christian is. A Christian is a learner or a pupil. And given that a Christian is a learner or a pupil, that means that a Christian is a learner or a pupil of a very specific subject matter or a specific curriculum. When we look back in this context of verses 19 through 26, in particular, verse 20, it says, "But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who when they were come unto Antioch, spake unto the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number that believed turned unto the Lord." So what was spoken here was the Word of God. That's the curriculum that a Christian follows. You know, I wish I had $10 for every tract that showed up at my front door wanting to preach something other than the gospel. What is the curriculum that a Christian follows? It's the Word of God. And you'll notice, if you'll turn with me to Acts chapter 13, that there's several synonymous terms that are used for the truth in Scripture. In Acts chapter 13, I want to begin in verse 4, but we'll just quickly note here in the context that Barnabas and Saul had been set aside by the Holy Spirit for work. And beginning in verse 4, "So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they proclaimed the Word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John as their attendant. And when they had gone through the whole island unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who is with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, a man of understanding. The same called unto him Barnabas and Saul, and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn aside the proconsul from the faith. But Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fastened his eyes on him and said, O full of all guile and all vanity, thou son of the devil, thou enemy of